In an ever-changing world, Life Changes Network presents A Voice of Truth and Inspiration with a conversation that matters. Live from Los Angeles, we are making moments by illuminating new paths to a better way of being. As we, as one, strive for higher planes of existence and a greater understanding of ourselves and the world in which we live. This is radio like you've never felt before. This is Life Changes with Filippo, with tonight's special guest, Stefan and Shaylee Shafidel, founding partners of the Success Training Group. And now your host, our MC, the Master of Change, Filippo Voltaggio.
Well, this is an exciting show, actually. I think this is the very first time we've had a couple. We've had two people on the show before, a couple times, but never husband and wife team. So this is really exciting. I'm looking forward to having Stefan and Shaylee share with us their transformation and how they help transform people's lives, the life changers that they are. Speaking of changing lives, admittedly, I had a difficult, or I should say challenging week, as my life was changing, and I needed to see myself change in this particular situation, because technically the situation that I'm about to tell you wasn't about me. But isn't everything about us? So I had to, at one point, say, okay, if this is about me, then what is this for me? So we'll get to that. But let me tell you about the situation. I have a friend who the excuses are economic and financial reasons, relationship issues, relationships breaking up, that kind of stuff, who found himself turning to drugs, some very hard drugs, in order to either quiet his mind or get away from it all or whatever it is. That's what he did, and then got addicted, and it became out of control. So I, over the past couple years, have been called into this situation by either friends or his relationships or by himself, calling me, asking me for help while he's in this state of, drug-induced state. And it's interesting that every single time he hallucinates because of this particular drug, he hallucinates, and I would listen to him. And I admittedly am also pretty naive about this stuff. I don't know too much about drugs, and I never really had too many friends that were into them. And in high school I was kind of a loner, so I didn't know this stuff. In college, same thing. So I'm not too familiar with it. So I was kind of learning and not wanting to learn in the process, because I thought, well, I don't want this in my life, so I don't need to learn too much about it. But there were some lessons. And so as I was called in, each time he would hallucinate and share with me things that were happening, and I started to realize that he was not talking from the same place that he talks from normally. And so sometimes I would share with him, well, that's a hallucination. Of course, he wouldn't believe me, so it didn't matter. I just stopped talking and just listened, because that's what I felt I was being called to do at that point. So what was difficult about this particular week is that he did it again, only this time it was worse. And the last time he ended up in the hospital and technically supposedly died. And so I was feeling like, wow, we're towards the end here. He's hitting bottom, and this is sad, because this could be over. He could be gone. And, so being close to the situation didn't help, because I was emotionally attached to wanting my friend to be alive and well and happy and all of that good stuff. And it's interesting, because in his right mind, he would call me on as a friend and as a life coach to ask me about how he could change his financial issues and his economic issues and how he could better have a relationship, etc. And those are always the issues we talked about, because those were always the issues that he said were the problem issues in his life. But something happened this week when all of a sudden something connected inside my brain about his hallucinations. His hallucinations were about his mother. And though his mother is passed, he would see his mother shaming him and telling him that he was being bad. And he would see another female motherly figure in his life doing the same. And he then would see his colleagues in his profession shaming him. And as we would walk and talk, he would see all of his colleagues one by one driving past in their cars and shaking their finger at him or something like that. And of course I knew this wasn't possible. Now, that's not to say he didn't see the spirit of his mother or something, or the spirit of this woman, even though she is alive, this other woman. But, and I made the connection that the hallucinations were always the same. And then it dawned on me that I had another friend years ago who used to use the same drug and who hallucinated about the INS being outside getting ready to deport him. And he would say, please don't let them take me. And that was just a hallucination. I never thought anything of it. But that friend, his visa had expired, and he was technically illegal. And so he was hallucinating about something that he was afraid of. And then I was talking to somebody else, and she told me that her friend hallucinated about his father, blah, blah, blah. And I thought, wait a minute here. In vino veritas. The Latin phrase, in vino veritas. In wine, there is truth. So as people get drunk, they more often than not tell the truth. They slip up or they, and I've often said, and I've used this analogy, allegedly Mel Gibson said something like the Jews are ruining the world, or the Jews caused all the wars in the world or something like that during, his drunken state. Well, I've said to my friends, no matter how drunk you get me, I don't know what I'd say, but I know I wouldn't say that. I mean, I might say my father doesn't like me or something, but, you know, issues that I've worked on. But I wouldn't say that. So in vino veritas. And so I turned to my friend as he was starting to sober up, and I said, you are giving yourself a gift. Every time we talk about your issues, we're talking about economic and financial issues and career and relationships. I said, but your real issues lie in the shame that you feel and that you must have felt growing up. Somebody shamed you, whether it was indeed your mother and whoever it was, you have shame. You have issues around these things. Now, there are other hallucinations, and those too, they were always the same ones. People are talking about me, etc., my colleagues. And so we were being given an insight into his brain and how his brain works and how his whole life, his finances and his relationships and everything are being manipulated by this subliminal, subconscious belief of his that he is shameful, unworthy, etc., etc. Now, the other interesting thing is that this person happens to have a motherly figure in his life, actually two, who not only have helped him during these states, never judged him, and continually showed him love, never shamed him, not once. He also has colleagues in the field of his work that are very close to him, that know everything that he's done, the good and the bad, and they've never shamed him, never judged him, and they loved him. And I thought it was interesting that this friend has everything he wants. He has everything that subconsciously he feels is missing. But he can't see it, and he can't feel it, and he can't take it in, but it's there all around him. And so I thought that was truly interesting, that in his drug-induced state, he was telling us exactly what his problems are, what his issues were. And number two, that he has the answers to his issues all around him, but he can't see them, he can't take them in. And even when you show them to him, and I pointed them out, and I named the people, and he actually called, we even were on a conference call with these people, and they couldn't have been more loving and understanding, and still he couldn't see it, couldn't take it in. And so then I came back to my life changes and say, okay, so where is it that there are truths within me that maybe if I got drunk, or I don't have to get drunk. I actually feel like I'm connected to them and I've been working on them. And you all know some of them because I've shared with them. I shared you with them. Shift you all as the show has progressed and as I've progressed and as life has changed with Filippo and for Filippo. But I made this connection. How many of the answers are all around me to those issues that are inside of me? And how am I not able to see them? What do I need to turn off in my brain or turn on in my brain or resolve in my brain in order to be able to see them actually existing in my life today and be able to bring more of that in, whatever it is that I want or whatever it is that I no longer need? So with that, I think our guests today are perfect for the kind of week that I had. And of course, as always happens, this was planned long before. And the universe has brought us these perfect people and this perfect scenario for us to have this perfect conversation for all of our lives to change together. So when we get back right after this, we're going to have a conversation with Stefan and Shaylee Shafidel from the Success Training Group right after this.
Clean water is not enough. Reverse osmosis, distilled water, and most bottled waters are devoid of naturally occurring minerals. They're acidic, unstructured, and hard to absorb and rob minerals from the body. IonWay's ionizers produce a super abundant supply of powerful antioxidants in each glass. Ionized water has a reduced molecular cluster size and a negative charge, hydrating you up to 6 times better. Water from an IonWay's ionizer will help you restore your body to its natural pH balance, boosting your vitality. And ionized water more effectively flushes acidic toxins from within your body. Drink the healthiest water available today. IonWay's water systems, their water changes everything. To learn more about IonWay's water systems and how you can own one today, visit our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our sponsor page. You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
Well, we're back, and I am Filippo, and I am happy to have Stefan Shafidel and Shaylee Shafidel, who are both executive coaches, corporate trainers, keynote speakers, life changers. They're human behavior and communication specialists and students and teachers. I like how they recognize that they're students, as we all are, students and teachers of consciousness. They are the CEO and the president, respectively, and founders of the Success Training Group and SNS Global Inc. They are both co-developers of the Powerful Communication Training Series and the STEP, S-T-E-P, Executive and Personal Coaching Experience. Both are board-certified master practitioners and board-certified trainers of neuro-linguistic programming, otherwise known as NLP. They're NLP coaches, hypnosis, timeline therapy, and creating your future coaches as well. So we are happy to welcome to the show Stefan and Shaylee Shafidel. Welcome.
Thank you very much, Filippo. Thank you for having us.
Thank you, Filippo. Absolutely. And our name's quite the tongue twister. And what people call us Steph and Shay or the S's or S&S.
I like it. And I could do it off the air just fine. How do you like my week with you all coming in here at the end of it?
Yeah, it's fitting.
Fitting. Talk about some perfect timing. Shaylee and I were actually speaking about that just last night, and speaking about a couple of our current clients that have flown into Las Vegas to work with us. And you know, Filippo, it's a common thing. Really, it's all, you know, all of us. It's the shadow, so to speak, as Carl Jung would say. And, you know, it's that, whatever that strong emotional reaction is to something, or in that situation, hallucination and a drug-induced state, really, it's just that impulsive automatic reaction, that almost like that unconscious reflex It's really a response of something to be touched on or to be looked at or cleared or really understood within our own selves.
It's some sort of unresolved conflict that's in our past that we've yet to deal with that comes up to, you know, almost haunt us at times.
Yeah, and it's you know, it just dives deep down, and some people call it the subconscious, and you know, it is so many different firms. We just call it the unconscious because it's just the part of our minds that we're not conscious of right now. And you know, it really holds on to these things like you talked about in our past. And you know, thank goodness to good innovative sciences and advances in linguistics, from whether it's NLP to timeline therapy. Good thing we can, there's some good techniques in terms of clearing the past and building resources to create a more compelling future.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I just thought of another pattern here. This weekend I was at a party, and it's with somebody that we've talked about partnering with at Life Changes. The people involved in the businesses jokingly have said, "Filippo, we got to go out and we got to get you drunk." So I used to think it's because that they thought I was too uptight or too serious or something. But now all of a sudden I'm thinking, wait a minute, maybe they want to see how I really am and what's really now. There's got to be a better way, right?
You know what? could be fun. You know, who knows what's going to happen next, whether it's going to be you doing backflips or somersaults or maybe it's cartwheels in the park. But, you know, there really is. And, you know, it's 25 years ago. A very innovative process that's known as timeline therapy. It was created by Tad James, actually. Both Shaley and my mentors and instructors, we're master practitioners of timeline therapy, and likewise instructors of it as well, that we train and teach other people how to utilize it, whether for self or for coaching or consulting, et cetera, et cetera. But really, it's a phenomenal process that allows you, and it's based on the premise of Viktor Frankl's Man's Search for Meaning, a book that you know, a lot of us know,
right.
You know, tremendous and horrific event, the Holocaust. And we can't really, you know, ask the people that passed away, you know, in the Holocaust what their experiences were. But, you know, Viktor does a great job depicting the real difference between those that found meaning out of the Holocaust and lived an unbelievable, successful, and prosperous life, and those that said, you know, it was a horrific event and it damaged me. And what it did to the lineage of their family and their business.
Mm.
And, you know, it really comes down to it that those that found meaning and purpose out of such tragic or catastrophic scenarios, or sometimes even just, you know, funny scenarios that develop phobias. Really, it's those type of situations that when we develop meaning out of it, we have purpose. And so the timeline therapy process is a methodology, a science, step by step, that helps to clear these things from the past that weigh us down. It's like, you know, it's like a limiting belief.
Yeah, absolutely. It clears all any sort of limiting belief or decisions that we've made, and negative emotions such as anger, fear, sadness, yeah, hurt, or guilt. You know, these are all
frustration,
very
all
common
of these things. Yeah,
things that we all deal with and have felt at some point in time in our life.
Wow. Well, you know, actually, talk about things that we have felt at certain times of our lives. Stefan, you came to this work at a very young age through some really interesting experiences, and I'm wondering if you can kind of net out for us this experience with your father and your life growing up.
Sure. My father came over from the old country, as some would say. He came over from Europe and with a small grant to develop a business and did really well, multi-million-dollar business in a short period of time. And we experienced a lavish lifestyle. And I was dropped off at school, whether in my father's Ferrari or you know, a driver taking me in our Rolls Royce, and you know what, a multi-million dollar business, and a lot of that industry was textiles at the time, crashing at the moment, and my father leveraged deep in one direction, and we lost it all overnight, and my dad's laughing. And I'm wondering, as I see all of his 15, 20 odd something exotic cars go up onto an 18 wheeler, and he's laughing. And I went up to my dad and I went, you know, Dad, what, seriously, life is over. You know, I've got my ticket to an Ivy League school, want to go pre-med. And next thing you know, there goes my car. My car that I was happy and proud to drive, a new Jeep Cherokee, right up on the 18-wheeler with it. And, you know, I looked at my dad and said, how are you laughing? And he's got a strong Swiss accent. He's an awesome guy. And he goes, you know, Stefan, it's all in your thinking. And that's all he says, is it's all in your thinking. And, you know, it's the title of the book that Shay and I are working on. And, you know, it's funny because I walked away, and mind you, I'm just a teen. And I go, wow, that's awesome. But then I have a couple more steps and I went, what the heck does that mean? And so it's really that. I went from being a teenager at that point going, my dad had something in him, but he already had it mastered and figured out. But the thing is it was a great grandioso comment of it's all in your thinking. But for me, I'm thinking to myself, I have no clue. And have zero details of which, what's a methodology that I can figure that out and repeat that? Because he ended up going back to school in his 50s and mastering his next whole career. And so I wanted to model that, but wanted to know what it's all in your thinking, quote unquote, meant. So that would be kind of the beginning of my journey of embarking on a path of consciousness, and whether it was reading, studying, attending a certification, a seminar, or any sort of a program that I could understand communication, psychology, understanding linguistics, understanding the mind at a really deep level. And that I did and would continue to do already as a teenager. And, you know, some years passed by and some success in the corporate years of changing a lot of lives and motivating people and directing people. And really it came to me stumbling upon my soulmate here, my partner in crime and my lovely wife, also my best friend. I have to give her, you know, hello. We celebrated our anniversary last week. So,
yeah. Happy anniversary.
I surprised her and we did a helicopter ride over the Grand Canyon. It's a new partnership we're working with for our development program to bring our students on a mind expanding breakthrough type of a trip over the Grand Canyon.
But it was amazing.
It was amazing. But when she inspired me really as she saw me developing so many people in the corporate years to say that you've got a lot of people asking you to do that. That's your purpose. Mm. And you should do that. And you know, I've got to give a lot of thanks and kudos to her. She inspired me and motivated me to do so. And then we came together. She's got an impressive track record herself, from cubicle dwelling graphic designer to supermodel to entrepreneur. It's an unbelievable story. So,
well, actually, I'd like to know a little bit about this unbelievable story. I know there were some traumatic, some experiences that brought you here as well, Shaylee.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, I attribute a lot of my success to my husband, Stefan. He really inspired me and motivated me and taught me, you know, what it's all in your thinking really meant. And, you know, when early on when I met him, I saw him achieve everything he wanted, everything he set out to do, he did it. And I really thought that that was how he was wired. I thought that was just in his DNA and that, you know, and that I was different than that. I was wired differently. And it was, you know, in watching him do what he did in his career and just in his everyday life and inspiring people, you know, I ended up modeling him in a sense in doing that. You know, much before that though, I was on, a path of great success with my career and pretty much overnight I lost it. I became unemployed in the dot-com bust in the early 2000s and, you know, and pretty much hit a rock bottom. You know, I mean, we've all experienced that at some point in our life. And it really affected me. I became just lost, had no drive. I lost my confidence. I lost my motivation and, became unhappy. And I started to gain a lot of weight. And I mean, not just a few pounds. I mean, it was quite a lot. And this became, you know, my lifestyle for a period of time. And until I snapped out of it, something just changed. And I said that I've got to change my way of life. And I went back to the beginning, basically. I kind of looked back at what my time of greatness was. And so I went back to school and started fresh. I moved to San Diego and I started running on the beach every day. And just kind of, you know, found myself again and became, you know, happy and got my confidence back and started losing weight. And
that's where we met.
And sure enough, that's when we met.
On the beach, running. Yeah.
Aww.
And we, you know, and then my life, you know, changed as soon as we met. And
well, and she was just a master of health at the same time, because as she was embarking on her path out of kind of the marketing and graphic and web development world into modeling, actually, yeah. I've got to say this, she actually put in a video and tried out for American Gladiator. It's something she doesn't tell people. I had to tell you that. That was with Hulk Hogan right before the show went under, but great reviews. And the thing is she, I've got to, you know, give her huge kudos. She did whatever she could to find some of the best fitness trainers, health experts, nutrition experts, in the country that train a lot of really top level models, actresses and athletes to pick their brain and absorb everything they needed to know. And that's been a huge balance for our development program, because, you know, the first level is really just changing
your thinking. And so while Steph was, you know, building personal development and his mind, I was doing that with health and fitness. And so we, along the way, we decided, you know, we've got something really unique and special here, and that, you know, we kind of looked around and realized that we were inspiring and motivating people just in being us and in our lives. And so,
and there was really an inflow of a lot of individuals wanting us to coach them and develop them. And then even people saying, hey, we'd like to, you know, hire you. And we're like, wow. And we were doing different careers at the time. And that's when we decided to go back to school and invest in ourselves. We actually invest in ourselves to start getting coached ourselves, and getting some high level coaches getting, from our mentors
from our
and our instructors
today.
And getting board certifications in NLP. We became master practitioners of timeline therapy, NLP coaching, and not just got degrees in hypnosis, but likewise to become instructors of hypnosis. And that mainly just, you know, to understand the power of the positive self-talk to yourself. Mm-hmm. And so it's been unbelievable, a beautiful path. So
it sounds like it. And talk about self-talk, actually. I want to talk about self-talk more, because I know that you help people with specific language that they use every day to themselves and other people. And then when we come back right after this, I want to also talk about how to successfully take life to the next level and upgrade our mental software like you do at the Success Training Group. We're talking to Stefan and Shaylee Shafidel, and we are talking about how we do all of these wonderful things like upgrading and that's interesting too, that This in a nutshell, you told us about the issues that you had and how you got here. And that's what I was kind of thinking also this week about my friend, is that the issues are no longer what's interesting. What's interesting is, because everybody has them, what's interesting is now what you did with them, because that's the part. And this is what we're going to talk about when we get back. So if you want to learn more about Stefan and Shaylee, or about their personal or executive or couples retreats, you can go to thesuccesstraininggroup.com. Of course, you can always learn about them more also, and to hear this show again at lifechangeswithfilippo.com or on lifechangesnetwork.com. We'll be right back right after this.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening, someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with our host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as David Wilcock, Mariel Hemingway, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Marcy Shymoff, and Shadow Stevens on our archive page at our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.com. Remember, you can also connect with us via Twitter and Facebook, and now in our own community at lifechangesnetwork.com, where real people come together to share real life in real time. That's lifechangesnetwork.com.
Well, talk about real people. We've got two real people on the show, Stefan and Shaylee Shafidel, and they are talking about some real things to help really change our lives. They are the co-founders and the CEO and president of the Success Training Group, and you can learn more about them at thesuccesstraininggroup.com. Their retreats and the all kinds of things that they do, and the personal work that they do one-on-ones and with corporations and all that. But right now, we're back with them, and we're going to talk about language. Why is language so important? What's up with that?
What a great question. Well, you know, when it comes down to it, in the corporate years, and I saw those that succeeded, or I even tried to understand and take the excellence that I was able to create to teach to others. It all starts to how we talk to ourselves, really. And,
absolutely.
You know, it's amazing how many of us, I mean, Shaylee and I, you know, we're guilty of it as well. It happens, but it's how we communicate to ourselves, and it's surprising how many people focus on what they don't want. And, you know, we've all ran into that individual that says, you know, I don't want to gain weight. Well, you know, next thing you know, what happens to them? You know,
they gain weight.
They gain weight. Or that girl that says, you know, that guy is just such a jerk. You know what? I don't want to date a jerk anymore. I've dated 3,000 or 4,000 or 5,000 or 6,000 jerks, and then guess what? The next guy, guess what he is?
Jerk.
He's a jerk. Because really, really, let's just simplify it for a moment. You know, everyone that's listening in, and Filippo, you know, I'll ask you, Filippo, if I ask you, don't think of a blue tree. What do you think of?
Well, the first thing that came to my mind actually was a blue tree.
Right. Good.
And I'm still thinking about it.
Exactly.
Well, see, and I say don't. And so it's a fact that, you know, our minds, they can't process negatives directly. And so, you know, and it's amazing. And we've got to understand that from the quantum level and understanding the metaphysics and the physiology of our body and what the hypothalamus does and that peptides are constantly getting just
released.
Poured out and released over our body and connecting to every cells on what is it that we're thinking about. And, you know, knowing that if we can't not think of a blue tree, not, or, you know, whatever, double, triple negative, that's a tongue twister. You know, the thing is realistically, we have to just, here's how to simplify it.
What do you want instead?
What do you want instead? Focus on what you want. And, you know, as simple of a concept, I guarantee you, all of us are guilty of it. And we've actually done consulting work with some of the most successful, Fortune 500 companies, that we've all heard of. And you go to the principal there and you say, what is it that concerns you the most, keeps you up at night right now? And he says, you know, I don't want our company to operate in the red. And I'm like, right? and I say, okay. So actually, how long have you been operating in the red? They're like 3 or 4 quarters. I'm like, perfect. Well, so I bring them down that path and teach them about don't think of a blue tree. And I say, you realize that the whole corporate culture is so focused on being in the red, or we're so focused on gaining weight, even though we're saying not gain weight.
That you're actually creating that, because that's what you're focused on. And so we really go through a process of training our neurology, and we do this with our clients to focus on what it is that you want instead. And it's just as easy as that. Focus on what you want.
Yeah, bring it. Take out a little notebook, and you'd be surprised if we just every single day had a little notebook, or actually these days we've all got our cool little nifty smartphones and iPhones, go to the notes section. And when you catch yourself saying what I don't want, or this is what I can't do, just stop for a moment. And, you know, we have a concept that we call one of our models. It's the ICE model. And ICE stands for identify, change, and embrace. It's okay. We all goof. So when you catch yourself saying something you don't want,
you just identify it.
Yeah. And then change it. And then embrace the fact that you're learning and your neurology is growing. And by the way, I got news for you, Filippo, and everybody on the line. We all know this, but maybe some don't. We all have new neurons out there that can actually be exercised and used. Yes. Time to use them. And so it's really about focusing on what you want. And in a great quote that I always quote, this is from somebody obviously I respect a lot sitting right here beside me. Shaylee said about 3 years ago, when somebody asked her, how is it that you focused on yourself and all of a sudden lost over, I think, 30 or 40 pounds in a short period of time by working out, good nutrition? And Shay said, yeah, but really a key aspect of it first was changing my thinking. And what I did is every single time I said, I don't want to gain weight, I said, what do I want instead? And she'd focus on what you want. And for instance, what would you say to yourself instead?
I want to lose weight.
I want to lose weight.
I want to be healthy.
I want to be healthy. I want to lose X amount of pounds. So it all starts with the communication to ourselves.
And then after that, it's what do you do next? It's your actions, your behaviors, and then that leads to your results. So you focus on your thinking. And then your behaviors, and therefore you get the results that you want.
And try a little journal. Do it. We'll catch ourselves sometimes. Even Shay and I, today, you know, I'm like, I don't want to get out of bed. I'm like, what do I want instead? I want to get out of bed and go start this day and go rock it.
Or I want to stay in bed.
Yeah. I mean, if you want to stay in bed, just say it. Just say it and mean it and support it, so you're free from conflict inside you.
I'm sitting here laughing myself, actually, as I'm listening to that. The two of you are so cute. I don't know how else to say that. I know that I'm asking you questions that you normally don't get asked because that's my style.
Awesome. And bring it. Yet
the two of you are answering them as if it was scripted or something, because, you know, and you're both coming in at perfect timing and then you say the word at the right time together. And I know it's not scripted. And so
No, but this is what we do every day.
Yeah, you can ask Mark about that. It's very much the way we love to communicate, so that we really get a lot of information deep to
all
your
out
beautiful
at the same
minds.
Time.
It's working. So in the few minutes we have remaining, how do we, or is language part of getting us to the next level and upgrading our quote-unquote mental software?
You know, it's the first step, really. And really, it's, you know, anyone that's listening in, try it. Try again, bringing out that little notebook and catching yourself 3 times a day on saying what you don't want. And just right afterwards, remember ICE, identify, change, and embrace that you're growing, and write what is it you want instead, but then actually think it, say it 3 or 4 times, and then go live
follow
it.
Follow through it.
It's important. And, you know, beyond that, really huge, and is knowing that there are methodologies now and sciences out there like timeline therapy that helps us clear our past, like your friend Filippo, that, you know, with the he's with the drug scenario and the hallucinations. Really, there's just something deep down in his unconscious that has opportunity to be resolved. And
since we can't change what actually has happened in our past,
no, it's going to be there forever. Really,
we can just change the way that we perceive it.
We can change the way we look at it.
Right.
Yeah, and that'll change our future, because it'll change our whole new sum total now, and then tomorrow, and then a year from now. And, you know, timeline therapy is a phenomenal, again, process. It's actually recently been recognized by the Prince of Wales. Mm-hmm.
And the United Kingdom,
His Royal Highness.
For a post-traumatic stress disorder.
For their warrior program. So we're talking about some of the deepest of nastiest of shadows and darkness that some people hold that they're trying to walk away from or run away from. And timeline therapy has been recognized as being able to very efficiently and effectively help clear people's past with that. And it's a powerful process. So, you know, changing the way we communicate to ourselves, clearing our past, and then finally, really stepping up your goal achieving process, which we have our 11-step goal achieving process that helps people know in a guaranteed way. They know it, and they have an evidence procedure for it too.
To know how they are going to get there and what it's going to be like when they do get there.
And what it's going to feel like.
By seeing it, feeling it, and
what they're going to be thinking.
Exactly. And by doing this process, it ensures that you will get what you want. You will get the goals that you desire.
Live the life of your dreams, really, you know, and a life of prosperity. And so that's our step experience. That's what 2 or 3 days here in Las Vegas, or our invite-only development program, Step Experience Hawaii, which is an advanced level only for those that have started development with us before, or our training series as well, where we teach people how to master this and even teach it to other people.
Right, which is our powerful communication course. And we do those courses all over the country. We'll have one here in Las Vegas in the fall.
Dates to be announced soon on
yes,
the website.
Yes.
Sure.
And and then our Step Up Your Health, which is another program following the Step Up Your
Thinking. Yeah, we kind of need a body to keep our mind around, don't we, Filippo?
you know, actually, my mind is on something. I'm thinking, what?
Is it floating around just on a totem pole, or?
No, I'm thinking of a blue tree. No, I can't stop thinking about it.
Okay, think of a purple tree instead.
Okay, thank you. That's really helpful. I appreciate that. No, I'm thinking, you know, is this the kind of thing that, because my friend that we've talked about doesn't want to go to rehab for the fourth time.
Right.
And I'm wanting to say to him, let's go to Vegas.
Right.
And see you two.
Sure, would be glad to help. And you know, it's with addictions and scenarios, you know, it really comes down to if he's got a healthcare provider, make sure that it's it makes sense for him and it's going to feel right. Really, we work as an adjunct with a lot of different scenarios.
Yeah, all of our services are complementary to any healthcare.
A lot of people, you know, if they go to a psychic or a therapist or their acupuncturist, you know, they do all those things to help them focusing on whatever their problem is or the scenario or the challenge. We help them clear the past, change the way they view the past, and then create a more compelling future towards their dreams. And so it's an on top of process that absolutely could help your friend a lot.
Absolutely. And then,
go on, Shaylee, sorry.
And then as well, we teach them how to recreate these things themselves so that they can repeat this success that they've achieved, you know, while in the room
right.
with us, then
yeah.
they can go out and do that themselves.
Big difference between this style of coaching. And I would say, you know, some traditional life coaching actually is great. And we do that. We have a subset of clients that, yeah, we life coach. And they see us, you know, they come and see us almost weekly or talk to them monthly. And that could go on as long as they want it to. And we'll be glad to help coach and advise them and motivate and empower them. At the same time, there's some people with challenges or problems that say they want to reduce the addiction to this, or they want to deal with their symptoms of this ailment, or they want to double their income, or they want to clear their past. That for us, we know it's going to be a 3 days. Roll up your sleeves, work hard. Our STEP experience, STEP standing for Success Training Evolution Program, probably about 2 months of follow-up coaching. And our goal is that you were done and you're done, so that we not only help you through the process, but then give you the tools for you to recreate it. It's like clearing your cache, cookies, and web history from your computer. Mm. We got to do that. And we got to upgrade the version of our software to be fine-tuned like just a good, smooth computer can be. It's the same thing we do in our step experience, really.
Excellent. There's so much information here. There's so much I want to talk about.
speechless.
Exactly. But you know, we only have a couple minutes left.
Purple tree. Sorry. I got you so pulled into the blue tree. So stop thinking of the blue tree. Think of a purple tree and, welcome back.
Now I've got the whole forest. So we just have a couple minutes left, and I you all have said so many great things, and I actually don't know which to pick to say, let's focus on this for the next couple of minutes, because I'm thinking of trees. But let me open it up to you all to just share a couple more minutes worth of your wisdom with us.
Okay, absolutely. You know, it's something for us to be mindful of. And Shay and I constantly, you know, after we talk about the way we communicate to ourselves, it's something that really goes out there in our thinking to be able to improve ourselves. And it's something that, you know, is based off of, really back all the way, to Carl Jung, of understanding the shadow projection. And that if we're looking to constantly improve ourselves, and to your point of your friends maybe saying, you know, is it going to take you having a couple of cocktails for the truth to come out, Vinos and Veritas, like you've mentioned, really what we can be mindful of is what are the things that create knee-jerk reactions, and be mindful of what we've heard of as perceptions projection as an opportunity, actually, that really as we see in other people, really all we are seeing is ourselves. Because, you know, as Wilbur said in 1979, I looked and looked and this I came to see, that what I thought was you and you was really me and me. And it's to be mindful that everyone around us, whatever we see in them,
is really within ourselves.
It's just within us. And so to understand that, you know, if we see something in somebody that upsets us, well, there's something within us that is just that trait, that it doesn't mean that it's a problem, but it's something to work on.
Right.
Or if you see somebody as motivating and inspiring, like Filippo, we see that in you. Well, you know, it's because that's probably going to be a part of who you are as well. So Shay and I, every day, we look around and we aim, you know, it's really a mind game, but it works. We aim to look and see only the good in other people. And when something surfaces, if it bothers you, look in yourself and work on fixing that, or reach out to a life changer like yourself or a coach that can help you clear through that and what it could be tied to in the past. So powerful concept after communicating to ourselves and doing it with precision is really being mindful of the shadow projection we cast on others, and also knowing that whatever we see in others
is really within ourselves, and that for the good and the bad.
So it's a great way to constantly improve self and help step up your thinking now.
Thank you, Stefan. Thank you, Shaylee. This has been great. And I can't wait for us to meet in person soon. It just might be in Las Vegas. But when you're out here, let us know. And I look forward to the book, which you said is going to be called It's All in the Thinking or something?
It's all in your thinking.
It's All in Your Thinking. Well, with that, I bid adieu to the two of you until we can connect again. And we want to remind everybody that's listening that if you want to learn more about them, of course, you can always go to lifechangeswithfilippo.com. Or you can go directly to their website at thesuccesstraininggroup.com and learn about them and their workshops and seminars and coming book and all that stuff. You can also find them on Facebook. So with that, thank you again, and we'll be right back with our producers segment right after this.
Life Changes with Filippo is a premier radio show presented by Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people to corporate giants, celebrities, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your home or corporate office, and even through appearances on your favorite shows. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching and a private consultation with one of us, corporate event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, visit lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our representation page. You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
Well, we're back with our producer's wrap, and our guests today have been Stefan and Shaylee Shafidel of the Success Training Group. And Mark, thank you so much for bringing them onto the show.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It was everything I expected to be and more. They're fantastic.
Now, I mean, you actually have a personal relationship with them in this work. So that, you know, I almost felt like, hey, Mark should be in on this interview because he could give us some, you know, personal things. I don't mean it that way. I mean, just like, you know.
That'd be a much longer show.
Oh, okay.
Well, the experience that I shared with them was fabulous. You know, as we discuss this kind of thing often as we're going through our life changing journey, and I'm a fan of the analogy of programming and the mind and its relationship to other computers or other people. You know, that electronic kind of analogy. So this whole idea of programming really resonated with me. I had limited exposure to NLP in the past, but a lot of that had been put on the shelf and I'd forgotten about it even. So they not only reminded me of that, but took it far, far down the road. And there was a number of ahas that came up over the weekend. Like I say, it was beyond my expectations. It was a wonderful exercise.
You know, I know you fairly well, and you don't get excited about much. And when you get excited about something, it's like that's when I really pay attention. And it was great to see you excited about this work. So
well, and they're authentic. Not only are they authentic, but I think what really impressed me was the level of commitment that they put into us, the level of energy. They were clearly not going through the motions. They were present. The hours were irrelevant. It was long hours, and they were there until they got what they needed to do done. And as long as we were willing to stay present and committed, they were there and committed. And that was pretty awesome.
Yeah, and you know, I as I'm listening to them and as I'm reading the material, I could see where this is so down your path, I mean, or up your alley or whatever the word is, SOS, right? I mean, you talk so much about that, and here they are talking about computers. Actually, do you want to talk about that?
Well, that was, SOS is an acronym that I developed for your self-operating system, what I like to call our version of operating software. And operating hardware, which is again also unique to them, how they focus on both the mind and the mental programming, the subconscious, but also how the engine's being fueled, how the system's being fueled in the physical sense. The SOS, when you really look at it from a broad perspective, you know, we are our programming. We are every instance, every hug, every startle, every fear, everything that we've experienced along the way are lines of code. And that's why somebody living in rural Mississippi or downtown New York or China or wherever can have completely different programs, much like Windows versus Mac. You completely be running a different operating system because you've had different exposure. And until you get input that then resonates or mirrors the programming of someone else, then can you achieve kind of a congruence with them? Same way, like when they talked about the timeline therapy, there can be a line of code buried in there that you could have completely forgotten about, but it's part of your base programming. And it may have been, a happening. You know, all it had to be is a moment, but that moment left an imprint somewhere in your childhood that then gets referenced whenever you get into situations that would call that the energy of that moment up, or that would remind you, and or that would be that would result in your making a decision or an action based on that blueprint. And unless you know to go back and find that moment, that will continue. You know, the program will continue running the way it is.
You know, Mark, it's interesting. You mentioned the word moment, and you mentioned hug and startle, and how those happen obviously in a moment. I remember writing a blog about helping people or children, and some lady wrote how she met one of her daughter's friends who was aggressive and aggressing on her daughter right in front of her. And so she took the girl aside, and instead of scolding her or telling her she was bad or wrong, gave her a hug and showed her love, and said to her things like, you know, you are powerful and you are special. I can see that, and I'm glad you're my daughter's friend, or something like that. So anyway, I responded to that by saying, in that moment, you just changed your life, I'm sure. And that is my hope and trust, and I hope you continue to do that. And she wrote back, she says, well, it was only a moment, and, you know, I'm sure she has other factors in her life, other influences that make her this kind of aggressor. And I wrote back and said, name one thing in your life that hasn't changed your life, that didn't happen in a moment. You know what I mean? The hug, or the startle, or the aha, right?
Absolutely. That's a perfect example. I mean, we are a series of moments, and sometimes it's the most subtle, especially when things happen that are uncharacteristic, surprising, you know, where you're not consciously prepared for them, therefore running your whatever program you have, you're running it as you're filtering what you're taking in. But when something kind of comes out of nowhere, that's what leaves the impressions, and that creates, you know, this baseline of programming that you're subconscious will refer to when it's making decisions about whatever new experience or experiences you're having.
Yes, and someday I will see a blue tree and I will remember this moment that we shared with Stefan and Shaylee Shafidel, and so many other moments. And thank you again, Mark. And we've come to this moment, which is the end of our show, or the beginning of our week, to have wonderful new experiences, the way we are going to have them from now on, with the language and all that we've learned today on today's show, that has helped change our lives. So with that, I am Filippo Voltaggio, and together with Dorothy Lee Donahue and Mark Lejeur, our producers, and Mark, our co-host, and also Seth Hendricks, our engineer, we thank you for being part of our lives, part of the show, and part of the changes, positive changes, we all wish to see in the world. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to Life Changes with Filippo, with the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on the BBS Radio Network, and visit us online at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O. Today's show has been made possible in part by our sponsors, Ionways Water Systems, Change Your Water, Change Your Life, and Love and Miracles with Dorothy Lee Donahue. To learn more about them, visit the sponsor page of our website. Once again, join us here next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes.